At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles.
All right, blow it. Thank you very much. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with the code BOBBYSPORTS, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void or prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Boom. A lot to talk about. Two big games. I got to watch them both in their entirety, which is nice, because usually I feel guilty if I'm just spending 8 hours, 9 hours watching games, and I do nothing with my wife.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. Kids.
Oh, no. I just tell them heads up, like, I'm going to be watching. You guys can join if you want. And they usually do. For the most part, the kids watch with me. So that's, dude, that's huge. When you have kids, the wife looks at that and says, oh, they're having bonding time. That's good.
Do they want to watch?
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, I think third quarter, they start getting a little, you know, like distracted. Then they go play and then they come back to the end of the game.
Well, Chiefs won. I also bet Chiefs money line before the game. I put like 250, won like 800 or something, which felt pretty good.
Dang.
Never really felt like the Chiefs weren't going to win that game.
No, they were in control the whole time.
To be the man,
you gotta
beat the man.
They said that during the game in a almost like a not the same words, but it was like, if you want to be a champ, you got to beat the champ. And I'm like, all right, close, guys. You almost got it.
Ric Flair is the guy that would say it. That's where I get it from.
Oh, you didn't
to
make
be
that
the
up.
Man, you got to beat the man. Woo! And I am the man. So,
Ric Flair was awesome.
He's more awesome to me now than he was to me when I was a kid.
Why? Because he's still doing it?
Nope. Because he would just wear tights, and he had long, like, blondish gray hair. So
like
he always looked old, and he didn't wear anything cool, and he wasn't ripped. Like, there was nothing about Ric Flair except for what he would do off and out of the ring. Like, high flying, mother lion. I'm to die, you know, that stuff. But when he wrestled, there was just nothing to him except he was like a legendary wrestler. He was a good wrestler. But I liked gimmicks and stuff when I was a kid.
I watched Ironclaw the other night. Watched it. Saw it in theater.
Is it streaming? Oh, my God.
So I saw it in theater, but it's just funny you bring up Ric Flair because he's a pretty big piece in that, especially like the back half of that movie.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, I don't know if
it's... Spoil it, Mike? Be careful.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm just saying like it didn't... What I picture Ric Flair... Back in the 80s, was not the reality. So just to your point, I'm saying, like, now I feel like, I mean, I wasn't alive back then, but I feel like now it's more, he's more relevant and cooler than ever, but...
Yeah, it's cool now because his gimmick then is, like, fictional cooler now.
I feel like he's such, like, a... Like, then he was something, right? Like, oh, I don't know, he was cocky, he was loud, he's in your face, trash talker. But now he's, like, an... older dude, but he's still kind of that. Like, I feel like you would find him in the corner of a bar. Like, you'd walk into an empty bar and there'd be five dudes laughing and he'd be in the middle, like, telling stories.
Like, he almost died.
Yeah.
Like, in the last...
That was, like, 4 years ago, probably?
4 or 5 years, yeah.
Wow.
heart attack, maybe?
Something.
Wow.
What my mild recollection is, something to do with your body kind of giving up after years of abuse of just drinking and also the life of a wrestler.
There's that bar thing, not too far off then.
Well, they actually have nothing.
That picture, man, in the bar.
But anyway, Mahomes is awesome. I felt bad for Lamar Jackson just because
they tried so hard.
They did, and their season was awesome. It's just, what are you going to do with Patrick Mahomes? And Kelsey had an awesome game. And the wide receivers caught the ball.
Yeah.
That third and maybe four or fourth and four or whatever it was, that last play where they threw it and Valdes-Scantling made that pass falling, catching it in his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season, that had bounced off his head.
Mm-hmm. it did, or he'd just miss it straight up.
And he caught. I mean, Andy Reid, ballsy, goes for it in those situations, threw it down the field, makes catch, game's over, the end. Kansas City wins again. On the road, two games on the road. Like, he is, you know, I try to not let the hyperbole of maybe he's the new greatest quarterback of all time. Maybe he has a chance to catch Tom Brady. We're always looking to replace Michael Jordan with Kobe, with LeBron, with next man up, right? Mm-hmm. We're always looking to replace Joe Montana with Tom Brady, with Patrick Mahomes. But it's like, it's real. If he wins this Super Bowl, that's quicker than Brady won his.
He's getting there.
Yes, he's not there, but...
Brady won three before he ever lost a playoff game.
But it doesn't matter.
He's won two.
And he's lost how many?
And he's lost... Well, he lost the Super Bowl.
But he got...
Lost a playoff game, both to Brady. So his two losses in the playoffs are, guess who?
Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old Brady. What if Brady's son comes and takes Mahomes down?
That'd be awesome.
Later.
That would be cool.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, Mahomes is just so good.
No, he's amazing.
It's crazy that they couldn't win in college. At Texas Tech,
yeah,
that he didn't win. They didn't win. That team didn't win. With what was NFL coach,
Cliff.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes. I think, and Mike, you might look up the record because I'm just going by memory. I think it was around 500 this senior year. Maybe a game under, something like that, like 5-6 or whatever it was. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Heck, Tom Brady didn't really start until he wasn't even the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the guy later, but he wasn't. It was never supposed to be him.
You never know.
In college.
I mean, mostly Brock Purdy.
Mostly you know, but sometimes when you don't know, that's when it's really surprising.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy looked real good. Mm. And they kept going, he's not the best athlete. And he'd break off like a 25-yard run.
Yeah. Even like they talk about Josh Allen, you know, like, oh, you know, no one even knew who he was in college. And then now you look like, no, they knew who he was.
Well, I don't think he got one offer or like no offers.
Right.
So... Again, those are the ones when you did know. They didn't know. But most times they know. Like, look at the other guys. They're all first-round picks. All the other seven quarterbacks in that final last week, all seven of the others were first-round picks, most of them number one.
Yeah, even Josh Allen was still a first-round pick.
Yes.
So he was kind of known.
Yeah.
At that point.
But they're saying he wasn't known going into college. And he also came from a small college.
Right. And he played for Wyoming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was such a project even when he came to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, remember the first couple of years, you're like, I don't know if it's going to work.
Mike, did you see Texas Tech's record with Mahomes?
I think his best season was 7-5.
Ugh. Barely bowl eligible.
Isn't that crazy? The best possible, for sure the best quarterback now.
Yeah.
Probably top 10 all time now.
Yeah.
And really in the race to be top 3 all time, and if he gets a couple breaks, could be up there with Brady.
Did you see him take that tackle where his knees bent and he went backwards and still didn't even hit the ground? Did you see that? Mahomes. Uh-huh. That was unbelievable. I was like, oh, well, he's out. He's done. Nope, we got right back up.
I didn't see that one. I saw that second game, which was a good game because the Lions jumped out and jumped out hard.
Fast.
They were up 17 points at half. And that Brandon Ayuk ball that hit the guy in the face mask bounced up. That was like, that's the play that put him in the Super Bowl.
That was insane.
I guess sneeze.
Bless you. He says, thank you. No one said anything.
Thank you. And they played well the second half, but they had to come back from a 17-point deficit. But you have to have some breaks and take advantage of the breaks, and that was a break.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Hit him right in the face mask, bounced up, Brandon Ayuk sees it, dives, doesn't get the touchdown. Is that on like the one or the two?
Yeah.
Touched him?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
You know they threw a flag on that play? They wanted to call PI. Do you think if he didn't catch it, they call that PI? Because they took the flag back after he caught it.
Offensive?
Defensive. Because then they talked about it on the broadcast, and they were saying they're both going for the ball, so it was the right call. But I couldn't help but to think they threw the flag. Then he caught it, and then after they talked,
so you're saying it wouldn't have mattered if he caught it or not, in your opinion?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that they picked it up because it was just a great play. We don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. But there's a little part of me that was thinking, you know what? I think they picked it up because he caught it.
So in your mind, either way, that play would have been at the spot where it was.
Right.
And no chance it was offensive interference?
No, because he was, the corner was like coming back towards him.
Was the ball underthrown?
It must have been.
The bounce corner off was falling backward, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe they were fighting or... No shot of offensive, no.
Okay, well, I don't know. I didn't even see the flag. I did see the play, and I was like, dang, I bet that comes back to be something fun we talk about forever. And then it turns out they wind up winning the freaking game.
Yeah.
Between that and the Lamar catching his own pass.
That was awesome.
Did you see that one, Eddie?
Yeah, I did.
I saw that one, too. It's pretty neat. We both saw that one. That's cool.
Man, I wanted the Lions to win. I really did.
You did?
I did. I mean, as a Cowboys fan, obviously, I hate the 49ers. But, like, I just wanted that Lions story to follow through all the way through to the end. And then, I mean, you look at those fans.
But they had it too, right? I mean,
they had that game.
They were overmatched. It's not that they didn't have the talent. They just, went for fourth down three times.
Yeah.
On that third, maybe the second one, I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to admit this on the show tomorrow if I'm wrong, but I would kick a field goal here. And so it was like fourth and three. And my mind was, they're going to get it. And then I'll have to come be like, you know what? I was wrong, but I would have kicked a field goal to go up three scores. At that one, and they didn't, and they got stopped.
He's known for going for it. And like, then, dude, you got to swallow that. You got to swallow that.
The next player, a couple plays later, was with the Ayuk one. Yeah.
And Gibbs fumbled.
That was bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Terrible.
That was tough.
I mean, the rookies took it hard. You know, Gibbs fumbled. That was pretty bad. That was a turning point. And then Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two big fumbles by rookies. But even Josh Reynolds, a couple drops for the Lions. Big drops. Yeah.
Like a for sure first down right in the gut.
Yeah.
And I watched him walk off, and Dan Campbell was cool. He was like, hey, man, hang in there. I mean, hit him right in the gut. Nobody on him on a third down. Yeah, that's – Lions had it. The Lions had it. They lost it. San Francisco played well enough that if Detroit screwed up enough, they could win the game, and they did.
Yeah. My wife in the third quarter goes, wow, Chiefs, Lions. It's going to be a cool Super Bowl. And I'm like, whoa, game's not over. We have like a quarter and a half left. She's like, no, they're up by two touchdowns. Watch this.
Did you ever feel like it was over?
Nope.
Me neither.
Never.
Yeah, I didn't either.
At all.
Only because of the legacy of the Lions.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm watching an Arkansas game, it's never over, even if we're up.
I know, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Kentucky.
Okay. No, I'm talking about any sport.
Ever. Oh, okay.
Anything.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about that game.
Yeah, no. Right.
I did see Muss on the game day. They were at Arkansas.
They were. Yeah,
that's cool.
And we played Kentucky pretty good. We're just not very. I'm okay with us not being very good this year, I guess. I don't like it, and it's not fun for me. But if you would have said, hey, in 5 years, you're going to go to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 and have one bad year, would you take that? Yeah.
That's fair.
So I just have to look at it kind of like that. Because this is definitely not a good year. We could still somehow shape up and win the SEC tournament. Probably not, but I would love to see that happen. I always have hope and faith. But, I'm okay. Don't worry about me, guys. Don't send food over.
Well, we thought about it.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to come over.
Yeah, don't.
Just show up.
Hey, Reed, did you watch any games?
No. The night we were going to watch a game, the girlfriend wanted to watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so that's what we watched.
Oh, is there a new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or something?
No, it's the old one.
What the?
We went and saw Wonka in the movie theater, and so the next night we watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Did you tell her it was the game before the Super Bowl and that you're on a show?
I had it pulled up on my phone. Not the game, but just the stats. I was refreshing to see.
Yeah. So. Did you bet it?
No, I didn't bet that. I bet basketball. Ended up losing, but. It's all good.
So you didn't watch, anything?
No, just Charlie.
You know what? It's a good boyfriend because you had to drive and travel to see your girlfriend.
Yeah, it was an important weekend, so.
So okay. You drove back this morning?
Yep, so I left around 7:30 last night, stayed at her sister's boyfriend's place in Memphis, got there around 1, and then left around.
Her sister's boyfriend's place?
Yeah.
Did you know this guy?
Yeah.
You met him before?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's a good dude. And so, and then I left around 6:30 this morning and just got here right before we started.
You tired?
A little bit, but I'm making it through, man.
Did you bet the parlay that I said to bet? We hit it again.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
We're on a streak unlike any other.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's freaking amazing.
Two-week streak?
Hey, it's just a long time.
Mm-hmm. Long, long streak.
Hey, we're 14 in a row. days without this.
Yeah, I was like, what? There we go.
All right, let's tittle tattle. Let's go.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff Gunner.
Continuing on the games here, do you feel like the Chiefs won the AFC Championship or the Ravens lost it?
Oh, yeah, the Chiefs won it. I mean, the Ravens had to press at the end a bit. Chiefs are... I don't know if you guys have ever heard this saying, but to beat the man, you got to beat the man.
No.
Never heard it.
And no, Buffalo can't beat the man. The Ravens can't beat the man. And the man's Patrick Mahomes with his sidekick, Travis Kelce. But the defense is really good, right? I think Mahomes is getting a lot of credit because he's awesome. But that Kansas City defense is strong. And so I do think that the Ravens had three turnovers. Two of them were in the second. I mean, they were pressing. They were having to make some dicey decisions to try to make things happen late. Reid, do you remember, right? What was your favorite play of the game?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking in my head that you asked if I bet on the game, and I was like, I said no, and I just thought I did, actually.
Oh.
I did a parlay.
The one that I said to do?
No, it was a different one. Okay. I still lost, though. But
But I won, though.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Reid.
Thanks, Reid.
Yeah, see you guys.
Yeah, oh, go ahead.
That's it. No. Reed's got it. Yeah. Second question here. After another subpar performance from the playoffs, what is your takeaway from Lamar this season?
He's going to be the MVP. He deserves to be the MVP. He didn't get hurt all year. That's crazy. He was 2, 3, 4 games out the last few seasons. That's why they were like, I don't know if we can sign him.
Something new for Lamar.
Yeah. AFC Championship game stats, not great. They did win around. Good for them. That's good, right? But it's not. I think this team this year was ready. It was Super Bowl or bust to be satisfied. But he threw for, 3,600 yards, 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He ran almost 1,000 yards. He's got 4 more years in his prime, probably. 3 to 4 more years in his prime. And then 3 to 4 more years of being really good. But it sucks they lost this year to them. This was their year. Everything about this year. So... Lamar's, if he stays healthy, he's as good as anybody else. And he was this year better, MVP.
Did you feel like, kind of going back to the game even, did you feel like they tried to use him too much with his arm? Like almost to prove a point? Because they had, I think I saw 16 carries total, and they averaged 5 yards a carry. But they hardly ran the ball.
When I start questioning the coaching, I have a check-in with myself. Because just anything, not even this. And I'm like, why aren't they? And then I go, hey, Bobby, I'm like, what's up? You're watching this on TV from home. Why? Well, because I really wasn't good enough to play at this level. Yeah, yeah, right. So, but why didn't you become a coach? Well, I didn't want to. But maybe, though, do you think if you could, would have coached, you could? Well, maybe, but you didn't, though, right? No. And who knows more about the players, the personnel, the people than the coaches there? Well, they do. Okay, then shut up. That's kind of the conversation I have with myself.
You barbecue?
Yeah. You barbecue? It's right? Like barbecue. Coaching's like barbecue, and everybody does it.
No, it's not. You guys will hear about that later.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that any coach is playing in the AFC Championship and like trying to prove a point other than just by winning the game?
Right. It's probably based on personnel matchups and Lamar. Who knows what he's checking out of? No, I didn't have that thought. I try to keep myself from those thoughts and second guessing coaching because I'm not there and I don't know.
Smart of you.
I know. It's easy to do.
Don't.
I know.
After his historic second half comeback, do you think Brock Purdy has shut his doubters up?
For a week. Well, for 2 weeks. It was a great game. He played really, really well. He threw for 267, a touchdown, interception, rushed for 50 yards. Those runs were huge. Mm-hmm. They came at perfect times and they were long. I'm not sure if he had. I don't know how many rushes they credited him with, but he had two that were like around 20, 25 yards. Mm-hmm. They were game changers. The one where he busted up the middle, he ran through and then it was just wide open. I mean, he looked like an athlete and they're like, well, it's not that athletic, but he's athletic enough to actually hurt him with your legs if you give him the chance to do so. He also threw it well. So the one pick, when was the pick?
In the first half. The Lions, the linebacker right in the middle of the field.
Yeah,
and they scored on that. That was a big play.
That was a big play. I think Brock Purdy played really well because the Lions are a really good defense. Mm-hmm. I think Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback. And people now, I think, that hate on him like the clicks. Because I think he's shown he's actually good. Yeah, he's got weapons, but so did freaking Joe Montana.
Jerry Rice.
Roger Craig.
Okay.
You want to go through?
No, I was testing you to see if you knew more. John Taylor.
Dallas Clark.
Tom Rathman.
We could keep going. Ronnie Lott.
The safety?
Yeah, man, you never knew.
Charles Haley. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Everybody.
All right, who else? What else?
All right, last one. Facing criticism for his decision to not kick a field goal in the fourth quarter, do you think Dan Campbell made the wrong decision?
No, because he was consistent. I think for me, it felt weird if he was like one time he did and didn't one time. I like that he was consistent with it. Yeah. It was wrong every time.
Yeah.
Like it, let me say that again. It didn't work out the way they had hoped, but I do enjoy consistency because it also lets your team know that you believe in them. They had been more successful than not over the year by that. But yes, that there's twice where I was like, God, I would kick a field goal. But then I'm like, Bobby, what's up? Have you been coaching for how long?
This conversation?
Yeah, again? Yeah, I have it all the time. I found out a lot of different things. So it did not work out. I did at one point disagree, like I said, but I did like it that he was consistent. And I think those guys love him. And I think he was real honest after, too. He was like, I told the guys, this may be the only shot we have at it.
Yeah.
So I like Dan Campbell. It took me a second. It took me a second not to like him, but to understand that's really who he was. Not just a fun fireworks show for a minute.
Yeah.
Because some of those rah-rah guys,
yeah.
You know, you hear it once or twice. But I think his players really believe in him.
Yeah.
So Lions had a great season. I know it's not really what they wanted. But I think if you asked him, they'd do this again. The exact same way. Just get a little better. And they did. Get a little farther. And they did. So congratulations to the Lions. But to be the man, you got to beat the man. All right, Patrick Mahomes. I saw they opened up as a 1.5 underdog. I don't know what it is now, but San Francisco was a 1.5 favorite.
Oh, wow. I haven't even looked at that. I'm still licking my wounds from Sunday.
You are?
Yeah,
why did man. You texted us yesterday and you said Brock Purdy is making you mad.
Yeah, just because, I mean, he keeps proving me wrong.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a hater.
Okay. Oh,
I've always been fair. A Brock Purdy hater. Yeah. And, man, he just got better and better as the game went on.
And people love that when he has a bad game, they go in hard on him.
Yeah.
But every quarterback has a – Peyton Manning, the year they won their last Super Bowl, was terrible. Like, there are a lot of – all quarterbacks – Tom Brady had playoff games that were not good where the defense had to save him. But boy, you get Brock Purdy one bad game. Mm-hmm. He sucks.
It's at one right now.
It's at one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tittle Tattle over. Thank you. Stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. We're just hitting parlays. That's what we do on this show. We're just hitting parlays. Chiefs money line. Hey, it took some balls to pick.
Yeah.
I could have taken the points, but I didn't. Because to be the man, you got to beat the man is what I always say. So as a win, 49ers money line. I did worry about that a little bit. But at the same time, I also had the Lions plus 7.5. So I hit them both. I was in that one
that
little window.
Personal. That was personally for
that's
you.
A personal one yeah, bet, yeah. Well, because it got when it hit 7.5 before the game, that's when I took it. I wasn't going to bet it at 7, but if they're going to give me an extra half point, let's go. And so I did. But when it was 10, I was a little worried there at the end. And then Mahomes over 239. He threw for 241.
It was literally crazy. The last pass.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy. So we won, baby. Let's go. We're on a hot streak. If you want to take the 25 Whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Guys, I got myself into, I'm not going to say trouble. But, and I just got a notice saying one of them was delivered to the house. So if you get on TikTok, and I'd sent you guys little videos, yeah. I didn't even know what it was.
What is this? Yeah.
And I'd always scrolled by and I'm like, what are they selling? Because they'd never show anybody's face. It would just show like boxes. And so it stayed
boxes
on.
Boxes and hands.
Yeah. And a sign up sheet. Yeah. So it was like, hey, pay $30 and you can pick a team. And so I thought you pay $30 and you just get whatever helmets from that team. I didn't realize it was like a lottery. They're only opening 3 boxes. But 32 teams have been bought. So it's like 32 times 30. So you have $900 or whatever. But they give away 3 helmets. They don't know what's in the boxes. The boxes come sealed. I didn't realize that until all the teams were filling up. And I was like, I just paid this money. And I got like a 1 in 10 chance. This is stupid.
How much money did you put in?
$35. $39.
$39?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, but
so you're saying $3,500
for
a second. Yeah, me too. No.
I'd be freaking out.
$39. You say it's great, but 26 people don't win.
Right. Right. Hey, man. That's the game. That's the game.
But you're going for these signed helmets. I didn't realize it was like a lottery, which makes me not want to do all the time now. I thought if I could just buy them, I'd be like, eh. So I was like, I'll go in, whatever. And so I picked the. There were only like 2 teams left. One of them was the stupid Commanders. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'll take the Commanders. They opened the goddamn box, and guess what it is? Brian Robinson signed Commander helmet.
Yeah. The helmet's sick, too.
I think it's in my house today. So I won, and I'm like, what? I thought everybody won, then when I realized they didn't, I was like, I just pissed away $40. And then I won the signed helmet, running back for the Commanders. So I was like, this is crazy. I got to do it again. And I told my wife, and I said, this is what's going on. And it was like $42 for the second one. And I said, I'm going to buy 2 teams. She was like, we have to watch this the whole time? Because they don't go until it's full.
Yeah, how long does that take?
Dude, like 20 minutes one time. When she was with me. And so I bought the Titans.
Okay.
Nice.
And I bought them pretty early now that I understood the rules. And I bought the Bears. And so they opened 3 boxes. And in each box, there was a jersey and a helmet, but they didn't go to the same team. So they pull out the first jersey, Mike Singletary signed Bears jersey.
Wow.
I freaking won again.
What?
That's amazing.
I'm like, what? And she's like, what? I said, Mike Singletary. He's awesome. She goes, whatever. You're just saying that because you won. Because she was like, you're just wasting money. Whatever. So they open up like the last one and it's a Houston Oilers helmet. And I'm like, that's the Titans. Because Oilers were the Titans. Yeah. I said, please don't say they were the Texans because they weren't. And he goes, Warren Moon signed official helmet. My.
What on earth?
He said, Houston Oilers, so this goes to the Titans. I won a Warren Moon helmet, a Mike Singletary signed jersey, and then the helmet I'd already got. So
what?
So I'm like $130 in, and I've got 2 helmets, one that's in my, and I was like, Warren Moon. My wife said, you're exaggerating. Warren Moon.
Come on.
Like, I was like, you don't never heard of him because he's older. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And so she's like, really? And I was like, yes, I can't believe I won. And she's like, I bet everybody wins. Because she wasn't watching like I was. Because she was just like, we're waiting to watch a show. And I'm like, okay, so I couldn't. I was 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Let's go one more.
So the next day I'm on the toilet. And I get on it. I'm like, I'm going to do one more and hit again. I didn't hit.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, I'm back to reality.
Paid your taxes.
Yes. So yeah. I'm like $170 in. I got a Singletary jersey, 2 helmets.
It's awesome.
All signed. And before I get off, I'm like, let's just go one more time. And it was one of those where there's a jersey and a helmet in each one, and they're all different. And I get in kind of early, and I'm like, I'm going Cincinnati. Draw something. There's like Chargers. There's something. And the last thing they pull is a Ja'Marr Chase signed jersey.
What?
I want a Ja'Marr Chase
signed jersey. Oh, my God.
Dude, what on earth? You won 4 things?
I had to pay $40.
Ah, that's dirt cheap.
I know.
That's dirt cheap. What are we doing with these things?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I have nothing to do with them.
We got to start a sports bar or something.
Dude, I have Mike Singletary, Jamar Chase, jerseys coming in. Warren Moon.
And the Commanders.
And the Brian Robinson, the running back of Commanders helmets coming in.
See, you sent me the video of the Commanders when I'm like, that's just a random helmet. Like, didn't know you're a Commanders fan. Didn't know you were a Brian Robinson fan. Had no idea what this was.
I know. I just picked a freaking team. It was the last one up. Or like there were like two left, like the Panthers and the Commanders.
That's crazy.
So
is it the same? Is it new people each time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
imagine being like, you're on that, like, you're four times, and then this guy wins four times.
Oh,
in a row,
yeah, and you don't
win once, dude. I'd be so
Oh, I got
pissed.
Two of them in the same time, though. The Singletary and the Warren Moon were in the same, they call it a break.
Did anybody say anything? Same like, break? What the?
Well, yes and no. The guy, he writes your name down on a piece of paper, like in a marker, and he goes, oh, Bobby Bones. And then everybody's like, Bobby Bones in here? No way. The real Bobby. So that thing kind of took over more so than people were like pissed that I won two. But, dude, like, I want to do it right now.
Those people ever show their faces, or is it just their hands?
No, and I thought about asking for a face, but then I thought that sounded, like, creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird. You see how that comes off a little weird.
Asking for a face.
Can I see your face,
like,
please?
Can I see your – I mean, I did think about that. I was like, what do you guys look like anyway?
Yeah.
Face and feet.
And then one guy was like, man, I got to –
Lionel Messi.
So this is another one. This is
– They're on right now?
Dude, they're – it's constant. There's tons of people doing it.
Can we all go in on one right now?
Yeah, let me see what they're selling.
If it's $40, we all do $10.
Yeah,
guys,
I'm in.
This is absolutely insane. And that is my daughter's birthday party.
This
is. That's Flawless right there.
College
that
football.
Is so,
serial number break. NFL football.
17, 19, 20, 21, 25, and, all 46.
$10
is down as well.
$46. I don't know what they're giving away here.
Let's see. Heard Lionel Messi. I want that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I heard college football. That's all I heard.
So it says break 537. Panini.
Those are cards.
Let's finish it up, baby. Let's go.
I don't know what it is.
Let's finish it up. Let's go, baby.
A lot of energy in that room.
It says solo edition.
Give yourself a shot to hit those massive QBs. If you do not have a spot in here, you can't hit it.
NFL football serial number break.
If you grab one spot, you have a chance at AR. Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning, Peyton Manning, Caleb Williams.
I don't know what that is.
CJ Stroud patches.
What does that mean?
Josh Allen, Herbie.
I think they're cards, like a one of one. Do you want to try to grab one?
Yeah, I mean,
I can try to find another one.
Are there different ones of those things? What do you call them?
Is this like a live stream TikTok thing?
Yeah, they're all breaks. And they're all live. TikTok live, interacting with others, Christmas 18 or older.
They all have music to them?
Okay, autographed jersey series break 2.
All right, here we go. Now we're playing.
Okay, so you can pick a division on this one. But there's only two down of the...
Is it NFL division?
Yeah.
Okay. NFC East.
$30. Do you want to? So if you get any team in the division, you get the jersey.
Yeah.
I got $10.
I got 10 on it.
You want in?
Let's do it.
But that's 40.
That's 40.
We would need to go. Oh, Mike, are you in or no?
I'll be in.
50.
Let's do two. Can you do two?
Yeah. So $20 from everybody.
Yeah.
20, 40, 60, 80, 100. We're still, it's like $25 for everybody.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna. Which one? So here we have NFC South, NFC North, NFC East.
NFC East, go for it.
Okay, let me buy that one.
And then you want to go
AFC East.
Hold on. The price drops. Let me buy this one real quick. $10 per pack. Boom! This one's
just
bought.
Let me know before you purchase, so
I got you, buddy.
Just let them know.
Change it.
Okay. NFC East.
We're letting you know.
Come on, I'll buy the other one here.
Micah Parsons jersey.
Which one do you want? There's AFC West. No, there's no AFC East.
Dang.
There's AFC North, AFC West, AFC South, NFC North, and NFC South.
AFC North.
You picked the last one, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm just looking.
Better hurry, though.
What do you guys want?
South. What did you say? You say NFC South is in there?
NFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't want the AFC North. I know that.
NFC South?
Well, what are the other ones again?
NFC North. That could be cool.
Yeah, North's pretty good.
Okay. NFC North.
Oh, yeah. You're looking at Vikings, Bears, Packers,
Justin
Lions.
Jefferson.
Hold on.
single jersey break. The NFC East is going to Mr. Bobby. Mr.
We didn't Bobby win. No, no. We didn't win, guys.
He said Mr. Bobby.
He's telling me who's what I have. Break. Oh. He's telling me. We didn't win. He opens it, but I have that one. We have that one under my name, and then we have the one we just buy.
Hey, my heart's
beating. Thank you very much, Mr. Bobby.
No problem.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So then they listen to music until everybody fills it up. And sometimes it takes forever.
Hey, that's the Cranberries.
They're fighting.
But that's not the Cranberries singing.
In your hair. Uh-oh.
Don't. Did you get a call? Ignore it.
I did get a call. I had an order a minute ago. Said something like 911 emergency.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of that later.
Okay. Let's see how many are left. And we can move on.
Again, guys, we got a single jersey break.
So it's one. He's going to open one jersey, and that's it. And there are still
going here,
four.
And two divisions down, six to go.
Three.
We got the NFC East and four. NFC West down.
We got the NFC North, too.
And the others are open.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it down until we,
okay,
until they get closer to breaking it.
All right, we are fighting.
So that's what you do, and then you watch, and you go, "I hope I win," and then you get a freaking jersey from a backup center. No, I did. I got Mike Singletary and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
So that's what I did this weekend, and I just got to notice that something has landed at the house. I think it's that helmet, that first helmet. I got to stop though, because I'm gonna have so much crap, and I don't even want it. It's just fun to do.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm going to wear this stuff to work.
You start thinking, like, what am I going to do with this thing?
If I show up in a Ja'Marr Chase jersey and I'm wearing it, it's probably signed.
That's legit, though.
Warren Moon helmet.
That's legit, though. That's the one that's super legit. Like, what am I going to do with a Mike Singletary jersey, though? Because I'm not going to frame it.
Right.
You know? But that's cool.
Yeah.
BYU students are asked to remove their T-shirts that read Horned Down. This was so
Come
stupid.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Over on kind of the baseline, right behind the goal, kind of the right of it. They wore white T-shirts, H on one, O on another, R, all the way horns down. And then at the first time out, they went and had them change their shirts.
Come on.
So dumb.
Whomever's doing this, not sure who told them to do so. However, it could have been BYU. It could have been Texas telling BYU. It's going to be real bad for Texas because everybody's
– Yeah.
They're going into the SEC now where they're not King Dingling anymore. And people are going to be like, we do not care what you want. They'll do horns out night at an arena where they make one big H in this section, one big O in this section, one big R. So it's not a good look for Texas.
Yeah, you got to hope it's not them.
But it doesn't even matter because it was them when the coach did it. And that's what's made all this happen. If I were Texas, that's a compliment. I've said it before. They're taking your gesture and using it against you. That means they have to know your gesture. That means it's in their brain. It's in their consciousness. How many gestures do you know? Only a few.
And my five-year-old now thinks horns down is just boo everyone. He horns down every team. Doesn't matter what team it is.
Maybe he's just saying down with the devil.
Maybe. Maybe that's what he's saying too.
Let's see where we are on this.
Come on. Come on, baby. I need this.
Well,
I need this.
What are we going to do if what are we going to do if we win it though?
Maybe we cut it into five pieces.
Hey, man.
There's still four things left.
We hang it up on your desk when we do the show.
All right.
Still four left.
Okay. Like four spots to fill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got three divisions down in the single jersey break.
Three.
We have the NFC South left, and then all four of the AFC.
I mean,
I just want to buy another one to get it moving. I mean, don't do that. I'm telling you,
it's
a trap. It's a trap. All right, moving on. Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl, we know that. People say they like the halftime show. Oh, no, they don't. Nobody likes the halftime show. It doesn't matter who it is. More people complain than anything.
What halftime show?
Exactly.
I don't watch that.
Usher this year, pretty cool. All right, we'll see. Hold on.
30 minutes yet.
I got you for that, sir.
You can talk to him, Bose?
I can type a message in.
Gotcha.
Join the live right now.
Wonder if they let me just
Keith there. He's
request to join as a guest.
Yeah, what sign? What side is
it? And you're on the show. Congratulations.
It's JDKS.
Hold on, hold on.
Please let me know.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Whoa. JD.
Let's say we're doing.
JDKS breaks?
Yeah. Okay. With a Z on it?
Oh, no. Yep. Only 13 people. We're doing our show live.
All right. You want a reason to?
We got five divisions left. Five divisions left.
Left?
I've never gone on a live before.
Three, only four left, dude. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this from DraftKings, and we'll come back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BOBBYSPORTS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. With the code BOBBYSPORTS, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk with Jim Edmonds. We're still waiting on this break. Hopefully when this is over.
Come on, man.
Let's talk with Jim Edmonds. Jim won the 2006 World Series with the Cardinals. He's a color analyst for the Cardinals TV broadcast. Gold glove. Dude's awesome. He's been working on a project and released a new helmet called Light Helmets, and we asked him about the project, and so he hopped on to talk with us. You can follow him on Instagram, at JimEdmonds15. And here he is, Jim Edmonds. Were you a good football player? Were you like all-around athlete?
Yeah, I played a lot of soccer, football, and baseball.
What position did you play in football?
Quarterback. I played a little bit of free safety when we had a lead that I didn't have to play quarterback. And then I kicked off, I punted, I kicked field goals.
So you were just the best athlete, so they just put you everywhere that had the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Growing up playing soccer and stuff, it helped a lot with kicking. And then... yeah, I played a little bit of basketball. I wasn't a fan of basketball. You know what's really funny is, to me, my littlest one is like six. He plays a little bit of basketball, but seems super fast when I was a kid. Like, you get the ball and everyone's in your face. And it was, I don't know why, you can create more space during soccer. So I kind of just stayed with soccer and football and baseball.
I guess basketball is fast.
You're either good at basketball.
I just feel like you're faster. I just feel like you're like you, that was you. You were that dude.
Yeah. I think I never played it growing up, really. So when I tried to play it, it just, you know, the game was super fast. And it's not like you have a big learning curve in basketball. It's like they're on you in a hurry. So I don't know. I like the sport as I got older. But when I tried to play when I was younger, plus I played soccer, indoor soccer, football, and I was fouling out all the time.
It's almost February, so baseball about to kick up. Pitchers, catchers, everybody slowly gets back in the mix. Is this the time of year that most of the guys look forward to, or is this the time of year where they're like, oh, God, here we go again?
No, I think, you know, the further you get into, like, now, January, you're like, let's get started. You know, you're tired of working out at home. I used to leave early every year. We, you know, it's spring training starts later and later. I think it starts later than it used to. I remember it starting in the first or second week of February. Now usually it's like Valentine's Day, right? It's almost like they do it on purpose. But I used to go like February 1st to Arizona when I was with the Angels, just because of the weather. It was warmer. A lot of guys would go early, get a good workout on the field. Coaches were there. And I just, you know, it's like after you work out at home, you know, it's like enough practice. I want to get out on the field and start to get after it.
How do you feel about 162 games and possibly lowering total games?
I don't think, I mean, 162 is a lot. I think that 145 is a lot. I think the minor league schedule is in the 140 something range. And that was the old school number. So I think that that's still a lot. But, you know, you don't have the window that you have in other sports because you have to play in the good weather. So, you know, football and all the other sports that are inside, you can kind of get a little bit of a break, but you don't want to play in the cold. And, you know, that's as far as you can stretch it.
It's so hard to stay invested as a baseball fan and you as a former player, but it's so hard to stay invested for 162 because it's just – so where it's easy for me to stay invested in the NFL, it's a bit easier for me to stay invested in the NBA, although they're playing almost 100 games. So, you know, that
they play 80 now too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that definitely is up there, but they're, you know, playing a couple nights a week, but the 162, it just seems like it's so difficult for me to stay constantly involved, even as more than just a moderate fan. And I think that's probably what's the separation in American sports and why baseball has kind of taken a slight backseat to football and basketball. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I think it's even harder on the players to stay focused for the whole, 6 months. You're talking about 162 games in 180 days. So you're basically, you know, if you're getting 2 days off a month, I think the schedule's a little bit better now. But back when I played, if you're getting 2 days off a month, that's a lot. Sometimes you go 6 weeks or 5 weeks without a schedule break. And if you do, those are sometimes traveling across the country in the plane for 4 or 5 hours. So that's not much of a break. And I actually, you're the first person that ever said that. And it makes a lot of sense because you know what you're talking about with sports. I, you know, follow you on Instagram and obviously listen to your show. And you do get around and you see all the different things and you put yourself out there with going to different colleges and stuff. But that makes a lot of sense. It is hard to stay invested. You have to be a diehard man to watch half of the games, I would think. And I always find it interesting if I don't pay attention for a couple of days, I'm like, wow, how'd they get from LA to Chicago to Washington, D.C. in the last 4 days? Like, what just happened?
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely different.
You have a Falcons helmet behind you, I think. Are you a Falcons fan?
No, that's a prototype, actually, of the company that I bought a few years ago.
I saw that on your Instagram. So what are you – because you're trying to make helmets safer, or you are making helmets safer. What exactly are you doing?
Well, I bought a company that was started by Bill Simpson. Bill Simpson's one of the guys. He's one of the race pioneers for auto racing. He's responsible for over 200 safety devices and barriers and things around the car and the helmet and all of the auto racing. And he started this company with the idea of making race helmets. And then he tried to go into football. And I don't think he really kind of had the angle to get into football. So he and a friend of mine that raced knew each other. And then about five of us got together and bought the company from him, I think in 19. And as soon as we started to turn it around, we hit COVID. So we kind of took a back seat for a while. And then after COVID, we started ramping up a little bit. And now what we have is a finished product. And now we have all of our safety ratings from Virginia Tech. We got 5-star safety ratings. It's the highest you can get. Virginia Tech is the most important safety system in all of the NFL, all of high school, everything. And then the NFL, now we're actually in 18 locker rooms as of this week. That means that we're there. We got in a little late this last year, so guys had the option of trying it, but it's hard to get people to switch over in the middle of a year. So next year it'll be an option in pretty much almost every locker room in the NFL. And now I'm just trying to get people aware of it, because I think it's actually more of a safety device for the younger kids and for the high school kids, because what we did is basically just same helmet as everyone else has, but it's lighter. And you can see on the inside here, this is the stuff that they use in racing helmets. It's a beaded concoction, basically. So this helmet, for example, Bobby, is a kid's helmet. It's 3 pounds.
It's that light?
Every other kid's helmet out there right now weighs from 5 to 6 pounds. So imagine if you had a 7, 8-year-old son, 10-year-old son, and he had a 6-pound, 5-pound helmet on, and then you gave him a 3-pound helmet on, how much of an advantage he would have. Not to mention, this is just as safe, if not safer, as this stuff is made out of composite. One of it's made out of composite, one of it's made out of poly, and then the NFL helmets are actually made out of nylon, but it's some of the stuff we got from the military. It's the stuff they're making all their helmets out of now. But a lot of the kids get a lot of concussions and whiplash because their heads are so light and so small and their shoulder pads are so big that they get a lot of head whip, and that creates a lot of damage for the younger kids, and including the high school kids too. NFL, not so much, but we made a safer helmet for them too. And our helmet in the NFL right now is on the heavy side, it's 4 pounds. Most NFL helmets are 5.5, 6 pounds, 6.2 pounds. So we're just trying to, really try to reduce concussions right now. And that's something I played with, something I've had since high school playing football, something I got in playing baseball. And I just kind of took a huge interest in it, and I love it now. And I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's kind of my life right now.
So if parents are listening to this, obviously, and their kids play like Pop Warner or just youth football, can you buy your helmet from a place? Like, can you just go and order one and then have it made to whatever the team is?
Yeah, you will do all the painting and stuff, but you can get them at Dick's. You can get them at a couple of different places. But to be honest with you, going on our website at lighthelmets.com, and they will walk you through everything. They'll show you how to measure. They'll get you the choices of colors. They'll paint everything for you for all one price. If you go on my Instagram, I have a code in my bio that gives you 15% off, and it will give you all the links and all the advertisement to Light Helmet. But I would suggest any parent that has a young child that plays football to go just look at the website and see what the advantages are, see what the press clippings are, what all the safety ratings are now, and just check it out and do some research. Because it was interesting. I was talking to someone, and everyone's back, goes back and says, "Well, we're happy with the good old fashioned, helmets that we know about." And I said, "Well, cars are changing too. Cars are getting lighter, faster, and safer. Well, now helmets are getting lighter and safer, and we're going to be the reason behind it."
When you were playing ball, did you have the double ears or single? Some of the guys would make, so if they, especially if they switch hit, they'd have both sides covered. What was your baseball helmet? What was your preference then?
You had to wear a double ear flap until you got to the big leagues, and that was it. So always the double ear flap till you get to the big leagues. And then the first time you go to big league camp, it feels a little weird. But to go back to a double ear flap, that just – I can think of a few guys that wear them, but kind of like one of my friends and one of the guys I can remember the most, Shane Victorino, was one of the guys that wore the double ear flap because he was a switch hitter. And he looked like he had a big 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, it looks huge. It looks like old Steve Tasker used to play for Buffalo. He had like the two layers of helmets on. Like that's kind of what it looked like.
Too many concussions. He needed a better helmet. But a lot of these other companies, it's interesting to see, and I don't like to talk down about this, but I was we get all of the concussion reports now that we're involved in the NFLPA and all this other information that I'm truly fascinated by, because if you look into, and by the way, the concussions have gone up 20% in the NFL this year. So it's still an ongoing problem. And that's kind of why I took to a liking of this. I think it's as much important at the NFL level, but I think the children's level is, this there's a governing body that is in control of all of the 14 years and under Pop Warner leagues and stuff, and they're actually going to mandate in 2025 that helmets are 3.5 pounds or lighter. We're the only company in the world right now that can do that. So these other companies are going to have to catch up to us in order to be able to get down to that level. I expect them to try to bargain and push that back, but we're ready for it. And right now, if I had a kid, and if I, all of my friends right now, their kids are starting to wear these. And if I had a child playing football at that age, I would 100% have him wear this. Just the difference in the 2 pounds is night and day.
Can I get the single bar punter look for like just a helmet with a single bar? And I could wear it while doing the show. You know,
there you go. You can wear this one. It's not too bad.
Nah, that face mask is a little too much. I'm talking about one bar, like 1972 punter. Like, you know, nothing's going to get in my face. So, because I got to have it to talk and do the show, you know. But
Joe Theismann had that one bar.
Yeah. Same deal.
I don't think he had the punter bar. He didn't have the one bar. I think he had a smaller mask.
I think he had one bar back in the day, like just enough to like keep it from flying off his head. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation. There's a kid that plays for Detroit. His name is Jack Fox. He's from here in St. Louis. And I texted him the other day and I said, hey, bad timing and all, but just wanted to give you a heads up when you get home. I want to talk to you about this helmet. And he kind of asked me a couple questions. He said, you know, all the skill position guys are always asking every day, how do we get a lighter helmet? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when we get a full year under our belt in the NFL and we get the word out. So I appreciate you having me on because I think this thing is really important.
I picture at Virginia Tech when they're doing these tests to see how safe they are, like the old crash test dummies where they put them in cars and crash them into walls. Like, what do? They put it like on a boxing bag and slam it into stuff?
Yeah, they do it just like that, but the opposite. They put the helmet on, say, like a phony head with a little, you know, like a little wiggle thing, and they bring in battering rams and basically hit it and then test what the impact strike is like, how much the head moves. It was very interesting. At one point, I think that they told us that our helmet is as safe as you can get, but it's a little too light, because what happened was when the battering ram was hitting the helmet, it was moving more because the helmet was light. But then our CEO was like, okay, well, then put a head in there and it won't move as much, and you're now safer. So there's all kinds of things that people try to do, especially when you're the new guy on the block, but we'll stand by it. We had an entire high school in California switch to our helmets in 1 year. In 2022, they had 17 concussions as a school. In 2023, they had 2. So we're pretty happy with that result. And those are the only 2 concussions that we've had reported to our company since we started. So I think this is like a big deal. I really do. I'm really into safety for kids. I have kids, and that's what kind of drew me to this situation. So I'm pretty excited about it. I just hope that we can get some traction next year in the NFL and then get the word out, like I said.
Lighthelmets.com, L-I-G-H-T, lighthelmets.com, if you're a parent or an NFL player. Mm. Probably more parents listen than NFL players. Yeah. A couple NFL players.
Yeah, I don't know. You got a pretty good rating. I think there's a lot more people listening than you think.
Mostly parents. Baker Mayfield listens. We're big Baker guys.
Big Baker guys.
Big Baker guys here. Yeah,
I'm a big Mayfield fan. He's a good player.
Hey, are you back on the broadcast team again this year?
Yeah.
You looking forward to that?
I don't have the dates exactly, but yeah, I'll probably do anywhere between 50 and 60 games this year with the Cardinals, travel a little bit. I had a little accident, so I might have to have knee surgery here in the next couple of weeks. But other than that, good to go. And I'm excited for baseball. I think there's no way that this Cardinal team can be as bad as last year. So we're pretty excited around here because they're going to be good again, I think, this year.
Let me ask you a selfish question then. Craig Counsell, did you play with them? Do you know him from playing back in the day? And what do you think he's going to do with that Cubs team?
Yeah, I played with him. I played against him for basically our whole career. I talked to him, you know, when he was managing. I thought it was an interesting situation, the whole deal. I thought that, you know, what they had before was doing great. I thought Craig was very happy in Milwaukee. He lives in Milwaukee. I'm actually shocked that he went to Chicago. But then I love that what he said was, you know, he's doing it for everyone. He's kind of now a trendsetter to get the managers more money, which I think is a great deal that he kind of put it on everyone and not just himself. I think he's a good manager. I think everyone loves him. I think he's no nonsense. He's very mild. You see him when you watch TV. He's just kind of very humble in the dugout. doesn't really get too riled up. And when he does, he's straight to the point. I think he's going to do a good job with the Cubs. If they're going to spend money and go after players, then he's going to be better sooner. But if he's going to have to develop, it's going to take him a few years.
Does the manager have the same just control as the manager did 10 years ago? Meaning, isn't so much of it analytics?
I think it's going back to baseball. I think the analytics have now been proven that it's almost too much information, and the information that they are consumed with is the wrong information. You know, you got, you know, the whole launch and the whole bat speed and the launch angle and all that. That's great, right? That is going to create home runs. But you can't take Craig Counsell, so to speak. You remember that batting stance that he had with way up here? You can't go and teach him to try to hit home runs. You still have to tap players and their individual personalities. And it's not robots. You know, and everybody can't be a radio announcer. Everybody can't be a baseball player. And if you are that person, you got to be yourself. And so I think they're starting to throw away the analytics and just take bits and pieces of what's really important as far as how to get players better and get away from, we all need to do it this way.
That means I got a chance. If analytics are gone, I still got some room.
You got a chance. I don't know. I've seen you play basketball lately, football.
You only see the greatest hits, though. We only put the good ones up. Lighthelmets.com.
Like stuff. You're putting yourself out there.
L-I-G-H-T, lighthelmets.com. Jim Edmonds. Jim, good to talk to you, buddy. Hope to talk to you again real soon. And congratulations on the company starting to really expand.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me again. And like I said, big fan. Can't wait to hear you tomorrow.
All right, Jim. See you, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, we're back before we end.
I'm going to ask him to see his face.
Dude, that's creepy. And I'm going to ask him to see his
toes.
Well, Three Doors Down?
Yeah, I like it. So what's on the screen there? They look like baseball cards.
That's some kind of box that he would open in a break, but I'm not sure which one that is. It's a football player, dude.
Okay. Well, no, I know. Yeah.
What's up, man?
Who?
Producer Eddie.
He say that?
What's up, baby?
Walter Payton. Right, we just played via Walter Payton jersey.
Payton jersey.
All right, well, you want to do the end of the show now?
Read.
And then we'll just come back whenever they finally break it?
Yeah.
If they ever.
All righty.
He said all righty.
I can't guarantee. It's blind. A blind break, so I don't know what's in these boxes. They come sealed, and I don't open them till.
I just do what they tell me.
Is that true,
until
though?
It's time to break it.
I watch them cut them, but I mean, I'm sure you can. Break
I mean,
it.
You can buy a sealer.
Yeah, I think they'd stop sending them to you though if they found out you're cheating. All right, oh, really? Okay, end of the show. I just want to say, you got to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Go Chiefs.
Might as well say that.
Hopefully next time we do this show, I have a helmet or two up here.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And hopefully we got a jersey here.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to say?
No, man.
All right, just, you just want to go and watch this?
Go Chiefs.
if they break it, we'll come back and just hit record, okay? All right, we'll see you guys. Eddie, blow the whistle.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's coming.
See, but this is, you take forever watching this thing.
That's what I know, I got distracted. Oh. I know.
All right, we'll see you guys next time, or in a few minutes.
All right. Let's go. So this is going to motion making AFC East.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.